Chester County has been cheering hard for one of their own this week. Torrey Craig, a former Great Falls basketball standout, is playing in the NBA Finals for the Phoenix Suns. Torrey actually started the season with the Milwaukee Bucks, the other team in the finals, which means he gets a ring, win or lose. Northwestern Athletic Director Jimmy Duncan was a former coach at Great Falls and says this has been a proud moment for the community just by looking at social media.
The state of South Carolina's basketball is just emerging, and I think that, you know, this highlights that effort. You know, Great Falls, I mean, everybody is tuned in watching. I mean, you can look at everybody's Snap stories and Instagram stories, and it's nothing but Torrey Craig on there. I mean, this is what it's going to look like.
In Torrey's 3 years as a starter with the Red Devils, he helped guide them to 76 wins with just 6 losses. Four-time Hall of Fame coach John Smith, who won 943 games at the helm during his 47 years, says it was all about Torrey's commitment that made him special.
He sets a prime example that if you're willing to make the commitment, then you have to have the athletic ability. You can't make them big and strong and fast, and Torrey fits the bill on all three in there, but if you're committed to it, you do the academic side in high school, and Torrey took care of business there. There are a lot of athletes that really work hard in basketball but don't spend the time academically, but he did. They can be successful, so we couldn't be happier in Great Falls. They'll be glued to the set to watch them.
Craig was not only a standout in high school, taking his team to 2 state championship appearances, but also a star in college at USC Upstate, then playing professionally overseas, and now, of course, in the NBA. Jimmy Duncan actually recalls the type of person Craig was, including giving back to his community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Torrey Craig, obviously everybody knows him as an amazing basketball player, but, you know, he's a great person. I had a chance to reach out to him and talk to him when he was playing in Australia. You know, he helped out with our team, you know, donating a few items here and there. And then when he got his contract, when he started working, you know, playing for the Nuggets, he actually put on a camp sponsored by Nike to the community. So all the kids got to come in for free and participate. It was an incredible experience for them. And it was something that they got to, you know, remember and hold on to.
Coach John Smith said that his focus on and off the court is one of the many reasons he's been successful.
The key thing I remember about Torrey was his personality and his demeanor. He was just about emotionless. You couldn't tell whether he was happy or sad. If he did a good play or a great play, it wasn't that spontaneous hoorah, I get real low. He was as even keel of players I've ever had. He didn't let anything get to him. The other team couldn't get to him. The officials couldn't get to him. He was going to play his game. He could really focus, and I think that was a real key to his development.
Duncan says that the example Torrey Craig has set should help the state of basketball in South Carolina as a whole.
I think on the basketball side, this should help every single coach in the state should point to Torrey Craig, if you know him or not. Because the reason why he's getting all those minutes is because, I mean, he's a dog, right? He's going to do anything and everything you ask for. Like I told you, in college, in high school, he led the team in scoring. In college, he led the team in scoring. When he was in Australia, he led the team in scoring. But when he got the NBA, he hardly even shoots because he does what it takes to win, and he does what it takes, you know, for his team. So that's something that, you know, every coach should pull for and highlight to show their kids.
Coach Smith echoes what Duncan said about Torrey, simply saying he was just a high-character individual.
He was the same way in high school. Whatever you needed him to do, he would do it. Torrey Craig never refused any request to work out and improve as a basketball player. And a great teammate and a great person to work with, high character. Never heard him use the word of profanity. And, you know, so, you know, usually you slip somewhere, but I never heard him slip. Never got a technical. I don't think he got a technical in college. I don't think he's got a technical in the NBA. So it tells you what kind of personality he's got and character that he's got. So
there is another player that hails from the Palmetto State with a chance to win a ring, Bucks wingman Chris Middleton, who went to school in Charleston. And in case you were wondering, the only other player in the last 20 years to both graduate from a high school in South Carolina, yet also win an NBA championship, that would go to Ray Allen from Hillcrest. Allen, of course, won championships for both the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Game 5 between the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks is Saturday night. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. For OTS Media, I'm Tyler Cupp.